Sri Sri Radha Madhava are always engaged in blissful, loving pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. Krishna is the one who reciprocates love with the gopis, and he is the lifter of Govardhan Hill. He is the son of Mother Yashoda and the attractive darling of all of Vraja. He can always be seen playing in the garden groves by the banks of the Yamuna River. Om Gyana Trimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitanyena Taishmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Minobistam Stapitam Yena Buddhale Swayam Rupa Kadatmayam Dadati Swapadanti Kam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Shahadvaitam Shadvahutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vairagamyum bhakti rasam prayatna yera payayanma manubhipsamantam kripabudir. Paradukka dukki sanatanam tam prabhumashrayami. I was unwilling to drink that nectar of immortality that is known as bhakti ras, I didn't want to drink it. Because I fully knew this nectar of immortality, it was laced with, it was infused with, it was endowed with a secret ingredient. That ingredient being great material renunciation. So I didn't want to drink it. But my spiritual master, Sanatana Goswami, being an ocean of mercy, who is constitutionally unable to look upon the sufferings of others, he forced me, he made me, he induced me to drink it. Therefore, I simply have to offer my obeisances to him as my master. Adaranastrinam danter idam yache puna punaha shrimad rupa padambo dam jam dulisham janma janmani. Clasping the straw between my teeth, falling down on the ground and begging over and over and over again, the only prayer that is left in my heart is this, that lifetime after lifetime, I may simply serve the foot dust of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Sadhanai jivane yasya drishto bhavogdaya kramaha Raghunatham aham vande dasa Goswami nam prabhum. I offer my homage unto my master, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, by carefully studying his life and his daily practices of the regulative principles of devotional service, one can quickly come to understand the exact scientific sequential process by which one attains to prayojana, the topmost state of love of Godhead. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. O Krishna, O Vasudevam, O son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, now that the atmosphere has been sufficiently purified. Everybody lend their ears for the next 30 or 40 minutes, please. And hear carefully. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. We're on text number 6, canto 5, chapter 4, the characteristics of Rishabhdev. I'm surprised they don't have this verse on the board because it is not in prose. It's in poetry. But I'll just read the verse, give you the word for word, and we'll go right to the translation. Yasya ha pandaveya shloka vudaharanti ko nu takarma radarshir nabir anvar charet puman apachyatam agad yasya harihi sudanein sudena karmana. I say, you say? Yasya. Of whom? Ha, indeed. Pandaveya, O Maharaj Parikshit. Shloka, two verses. Udharharanti, recite. Ka, who? Nu, then. Tat, that. Karma, work. Rajarishe he, of the pious king. Nabehe, Nabi. Anu, following. Acharet, could execute. Kumam, a man. Apatyatam, sonhood. Agat, accepted. Yasya, whose. Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shudena, pure, executed in devotional service. Karmana, by activities. Translations and purports by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I said that already or no? I can't remember. Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, to glorify Maharaj Nabi, the old sages composed two verses. One of them is this, quote, who can attain the perfection of Maharaj Nabi? Who can attain his activities? Because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead agreed to become his son. I say, you say. O Maharaj Parikshit, to glorify Maharaj Nabi, the old sages composed two verses. One of them is this. Who can attain the perfection of Maharaj Nabi? Who can attain his activities? Because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead agreed to become his son. purport. The words Sudena Karmana are significant in this verse. If work is not carried out in devotional service, it is contaminated by the modes of material nature. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Yajnartat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. Activities performed only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord are pure and are not contaminated by the modes of material nature. All other activities are contaminated by the modes of ignorance and passion as well as goodness. All material activities meant for satisfying the senses are contaminated. And Maharaj Navi did not perform anything contaminated. He simply executed his transcendental activities even while performing yajna. Even when performing yajna, consequently, he obtained the Supreme Lord as his son. So, when I was studying and I was thinking what I was going to speak about, how I was going to speak on this topic matter, I read the verse. Very interesting verse. Who can attain the perfection of Maharaj Navi? Who can attain his activities? Because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead agreed to become his son. So I was thinking, considering some of the discussion that has gone before this, that we're going to get a purport. We're going to get some discussion in the purport. Prabhupada is going to talk about Vatsalya Ras. That's what I was thinking was going to be in the purport. I hadn't read the purport yet, and I was thinking, oh, great. Maybe we're going to get a quote from Damodar Astika. Let me take a look, see what the purport says. And I read the purport, and I was really surprised. I was totally surprised that Prabhupada doesn't even approach the subject matter. Doesn't even touch it one little bit. It's a verse that's begging for some kind of explanation about the Vatsalya Ras of Maharaj Navi. So, and you notice here that in two verses previously, his Vatsalya Ras is mentioned. My dear son, my dear darling, he used to say to his son, Bharat Maharaj. So I was thinking we were going to get some explanation of that. And then I was really surprised when I read the purport that Prabhupada specifically pulls out these two words, Sudena Karmana. Sudena Karmana means pure activities executed in devotional service. And then I was doubly surprised when out of all things he quotes the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. The Karma Yoga section of the Bhagavad Gita. There's no discussion of Ras there. Or there is discussion of Ras, but it's not direct discussion of Ras. So then I said, okay, well, this is Prabhupada. He wants to discuss performing and doing prescribed duties as a way of attaining the son of the, as with the ultimate perfection of performing prescribed duties, you attain the son as your Lord. You attain the Lord as your son, sorry. So I said, okay, so that's Prabhupada. Prabhupada has the very, in some circles, I'll say this carefully, Prabhupada has the reputation of not being a Rasika Acharya, a very bad reputation, by the way. Why isn't Prabhupada, you have to understand, why does he have that reputation or that rap? Because Prabhupada knows one thing that other people do not know. He knows that in order to enjoy or to experience Ras with Lord Krishna, you have to be free from the modes of material nature, free from sinful activities, free from karma, free from jnana, and free from yoga, and free from materialism, and free from atheism. So Prabhupada, he wants to take care of this business first, which is the real business for those who are entangled in the cycle of birth and death in this material world. This is the first business. Ras is the second business. So then I thought, okay, well, you know, Prabhupada has this reputation, this rap. So I'll go to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Okay, I'll go take a look at his purports. And it's okay for, I highly recommend everybody read the purports of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Get a copy of his Srimad Bhagavatam. It's now available by Bhanu Swami. And you read it after you've read Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam in its entirety at least 10 times. Okay? When you've read Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam carefully 10 times, then you can go on to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's and see what he has to say. So I was thinking, okay, well, you know, Prabhupada quotes Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, it's okay. I'll go see what Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has to say about the Vatsalya Ras of King Nabi. Why not? He's the Rasika Acharya, isn't he? I'll go check it out. What does he have to say? Certainly, he's got some juicy stuff in his commentary, right? So I figured I'd go look at it. What does he have to say? And I was very, very surprised that he has less to say about it than Srila Prabhupada. He has less to say about it than Srila Prabhupada. I mean, Prabhupada, in the previous verse, he begins to say, he begins to explain how Maharaj Bharata was in Yogamaya. He explains the difference between Yogamaya and Mayamaya. He gets into it a little bit, and he gives some little explanation. Vishwanatha Chakravarti doesn't even do that. He leaves it completely. In the previous verse, where the Vatsalya Ras of Vishwanatha Chakravarti of King Nabi is discussed, he just says Avaruja means attaining. King Nabi thought of the Lord as his son. Maya Vilasa Matihi. That's all he says about it. Bas finished. And then in this verse, which again I thought would beg for a commentary on the Vatsalya Ras of Maharaj Nabi, he just says, Sudena Karmana. He takes out the same words that Srila Prabhupada takes out of the purport. And then he says, means by pure bhakti. Bas, finished. So, therefore, I'm going to talk about prescribed duties. I'm going to talk about performing your prescribed duties. And this is the real lesson of this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because Maharaj Nabi got the Supreme Lord as his son by performing his prescribed duties in Bhakti Yoga. Kings such as Janaka, they attain perfection solely by performing prescribed duties. So here he's quoting, first of all, he's quoting, so seeing I'm going to talk about prescribed duties, I think I should start. So here he says that he quotes, first of all, Prabhupada quotes in this purport, out of all things, the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. He quotes 3:9, very famous verse. Work done as a sacrifice for Lord Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this material world. Has to be performed. Ya karoshi yada shnasi ya jajoshi dadasi ya yat tapasyasi kunteya kurushva mad arpitam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you read, whatever you think, whatever you offer, whatever you give away, whatever austerities you perform, you do that as an offering unto me. Pular shubha shubha parlar evam. Shubha shubha means inauspicious and auspicious fruits of work. Shubha shubha parlar evam. Mokshyasi karma bandhanaha. One becomes, by following this prescription of working for Lord Vishnu, one becomes free from the bondage to work. And it's inauspicious and auspicious results. Shubha shubha parlai vayam mokshyasi karma bandhana hai. Sannyasa yoga yuktenam upai, I forget the rest of it. So the auspicious and inauspicious results of work. So this is work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kutunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction. And in that way, you will always remain free from bondage. So, the glory of Maharaj Nambi is that he was always performing all of his prescribed duties within the Van Ashram Dharma system for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, as yajna for Lord Vishnu. It says here he even performed his different yajnas to please Lord Vishnu. Jiva Navakti, Jiva Navakti, Bhagavan Nama, Gunadeyam Chetascha Nashmarati, Tacharanaravindam. Krishnaya no Namati, Chirya Ekadapi, Tan Anayadvam Asato, Vishnu Kritan Krityan. This is, why does work have to be performed? What must be performed? Your prescribed duties, your work in this world must be performed as a offering to Lord Vishnu. Because if you do not perform your work for Lord Vishnu, there's another result that is accrued to you. My dear servants, my dear Yamadutas, oh, messengers of Yamaraj, you please bling to me for punishment. Only those persons whose tongues never vibrate the name and the qualities of the Supreme Lord Krishna, whose hearts never remember the lotus feet of the Lord, and whose heads never bow down before the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna even once. My dear servants, my dear Yamadutas, you bring before me for punishment only those persons who never perform their duties to Lord Krishna, to Vishnu, which are the only factual duties of the human form of life. My dear servants, my dear Yamadutas, you bring before me all such fools and rascals. So, this is the result of not performing yajna to Lord Vishnu, of not giving ourselves to the Lord in the prescribed method. We get a trip to the kingdom of Yamaraj. A trip we don't want to make. Tanaravya anayavam asato vimukhan mukunda. Vimukhan means those who are adverse. Tan anayadvam, bring before me, anayadvam, tan anavavyav, asato. Asato means those stupid people who are vimukhan, they're adverse to Mukunda, to God, to Vishnu, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I don't want to hear it. Sometimes you're out in Sankirtan or you meet a friend and you start telling him about Krishna. You start, I don't want to hear it. I don't. Have you had that happen to you? Yeah, I have a relative. You know, I've tried to talk to him gently, very gently about Krishna and about, you know, devotional service, the cycle of birth and death. I don't want to hear it. He's adverse. Mukhan. Vimukhan. He doesn't want to hear it. Pada Ravinda Makaranda Rasad Ajasram Niskinchanaya Paramahansa Kulayir Asangayir. And then the bad part of the verse. The part of the verse that people don't like to hear. Jushtad Grihe Naraya Vartmani Bada Trishtan. So, Paramahansas, they are exalted personalities. They have no material desire. So what does that mean? They have no material desire? Does it mean they don't want to do anything? They don't do anything? No. They constantly perform their duties to Lord Vishnu. So Paramahansas are exalted personalities who have no material desires, and they only want to lick the honey of the Lord's lotus feet. My dear Yamadutas, my dear servants, bring to me for punishment only those persons who are adverse to that honey, who never associate with exalted, renounced Paramahansas, but who are instead only addicted to Grihamedi family life, which simply forms the path that leads to hell. So this is what happens when you don't perform your duties to Lord Vishnu. And there's been questions. Why is it? A couple questions come up in previous classes. Why is it Maharaj Nabi, he has Rishabdev right in front of him. Why is it that he leaves his kingdom and goes away from his son, who he knows is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to perform austerities in Bhadirak Ashram? The same question could be asked about Kadarma Muni. It's a good question. One time, Daruka, there's a famous story from the Nectar of Devotion. He was fanning the Lord, and he began to experience ecstasy. Don't want to fake it, but anyway, he began to experience an advanced state of ecstasy while fanning the Lord. And it's described in the Nectar of Instruction, or the Nectar of Devotion, that he cursed that ecstasy. Stop, stop. I don't want it. Not now. I'm fanning the Lord. It's going to get in the way of my prescribed duty, my seva. So stop the ecstasy. This is the difference between the devotees in the spiritual world and devotees in the material world, huh? We are all running around saying, give me the ecstasy, give me the ecstasy. I want Ras, I want Ras, I want Rasika, 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 Rasika. The devotees in the spiritual world are saying, stop the ecstasy, stop the ecstasy, stop the ecstasy. I want to do my seva. But the teaching here is that Ras, comes as a result of prescribed duty and seva. Sadhana jivane yasya drishto bhavo kratdaya kramaha Raghunatha maham vande dasa goswami nam prabhu. That's why I quoted this at the beginning of the class. I offer my homage unto my master, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. By carefully studying his life and his daily practices of the regulative principles of devotional service, then one can quickly come to understand the exact scientific sequential process by which one attains to prayojana, the topmost stage of love of Godhead. You cannot put the cart before the donkey. Adau shrada tata sarusanga ta bhajana kriya tato anarta nivadishat tato nishtas ruchi tataha atta shaktis tato bhavet tata prema bhudan chani sarakanam sarakanam ayam premnaha pradur Bhave Bhavet Kramaha. Step by step, Kramaha. So in the very beginning, there must be Shraddha, faith. In the very beginning, there must be Adal Shraddha. There must be Shraddha, faith, which is the complete conviction that devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna is a good thing. This is the beginning of devotional service. Ah, stay away from those Hare Krishna people, man. They're bad, man. They're bad. Huh? They're crazy. They're insane. Stay away from them. You might join the cult. Stay away from them. Ah, they're bad. Oh, they're too religious. They're religious fanatics. Stay away from those Hare Krishna people. Huh? So in the beginning, there must be faith. Faith is the complete conviction that devotional service to Lord Krishna is a good thing. And how does this conviction come about? This conviction comes about by past association of devotees, by sadhu sangha, by agyata sukriti, comes about by past association, somehow or other. You get the past association of devotees and you buy a book. Or you do something for Krishna. Just something. Some little seva. You do a little seva. You see, it begins with seva. And it keeps on going with seva. So you do a little tiny bit of seva. And then what happens? Then you get this shraddha. And this shraddha it begins with some agyata sukriti. And how does it manifest itself? It manifests itself how? In the willingness to hear. It manifests itself in the willingness to open up the ears and hear from the sadhus, from the shastra and the guru. So that's shraddha. Let me hear what these Krishna conscious people have to say. Let me read the Bhagavad Gita. Let me see what it has to say. Let me consider it. Let me weigh it against other philosophies. Let me associate with them. Then after shraddha comes sadhu sangha. Let me associate with these people. And then after shraddha comes bhajana kriya. So from shraddha, one becomes attracted to sadhu sangha. One has to live with the devotees. I can't live with the karmis anymore. They're driving me nuts. I have to live with somebody. I have to be around people who have some attraction for Krishna. I can't do it anymore. I can't live with the karmis anymore. I just can't. Hey, how about those Mets, huh? Hey, you know, Bobby Bonds, you know, hey, what's I hear? You know, I hear he's got a good streak going. You know, he has 10 hits in a row. He has 10 hits in a row. Yeah, he has 10 hits in a row. Can't stand it any longer. Can you listen to that stuff anymore? Not me. So that's, at least I've come to the stage of sadhu sangha. I know that. I cannot associate with the devotees. I can't associate. I can't listen to mundane politics. I can't. It's hurting to the heart. Even though when I go, every once in a while, I go to check the news. I go to the internet, okay, yahoo.com. Let me see what the news is in America, because I'm American. Someday I'm going to have to return to that dungeon. So, it's only a matter of time before my luck runs out and I fall from the heavenly planets, Sridhar Mayapur, and I return to the dungeon. So I read the news from America, and when I read the news of them from America, just reading the news from America hurts the heart. Huh? So that's called sadhu sangha. From sadhu sangha, one gets the inclination to perform bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya is known as bhajana kriya means to follow the prescribed rules and regulations as are mentioned in the shastra. One takes initiation from the spiritual master. From bhajana kriya, then what happens? Bhajana kriya anartha nivritti. One has to eradicate any desire that gets in the way of bhakti, and one has to give up all of his bad habits. And then after Bhajana Kriya comes Nishtha. And I'm giving you this list for a purpose. I'm going to stop in 1 minute. I'm going to finish right here. Because, and why am I stopping at Nishtha? Nishtha means the steadiness in performance of one's bhajan. Nishtha means fixed. And hearing and chanting about the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why am I stopping at Nishtha? Anybody wants to make a guess? Raise your hand. Go ahead. Yes, okay, that's one good point. I'll take that, because I'm not there yet at Nishtha. But why am I stopping at Nishtha? Because the acharyas, they make a break at Nishtha. What's the break that they make at Nishtha? After Nishtha comes Ruchi. After Nishtha comes Ashakti. After Nishtha comes Bhava. After Nishtha comes Prema. What is the break? The break is that we can't do anything about these things. Ruchi comes to us. It's a gift from God. We're doing our sadhana. We please God by our sadhana. We can't do a darn thing about getting taste from God. There's nothing we can do. So these four other states on the path of bhakti, Ruchi, Atashaktis, Bhava, and Prema, they're gifted. They're gifted. It's described that the stages from Sadhu Sangha to Nishtha, this is man's attempt to reach God. This is what's in our control. We can be faithful. We can associate with the devotees. That's in our control. We can perform very serious bhajan, very serious activities to please the Lord. That's in our control, to the best of our ability. Bhajana Kriya. We can get rid of our bad habits. That's within our control. And we can become very, very steady. That's within our control. So these things are man's attempt to reach God. But Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhava, and Prema are God's attempt to reach man. It's His mercy upon us. And we've all experienced Ruchi, we've all experienced it. We've all experienced the taste. Some of us, we've all experienced the taste. None of us who are sitting in this room, we're here in Tridhammayapur because we've got some taste. So it's not that we don't know what Ruchi is. We know what Ruchi is. But Ruchi descends. The quality of mercy is never strained. It falleth like a gentle rain from heaven. So in this purport, Maharaj Nabi is being praised. Why is he being praised? He's not being praised for what he didn't do. God decided to become his son. Maharaj Nabi had no control over that. God decided to become his son. He saw the excellence of his devotional service. He saw the excellence of his heart. He saw the excellences of his bhakti, performing the prescribed duties for Vishnu. He saw the excellences of his love for the brahmanas, especially that. And that'll be explained in the next verse. And then he decided to reciprocate. Who's to stop him? Okay. Maharaj Nabi was looking for a son like Lord Vishnu. only for the sole purpose of carrying on the prescribed duties within his kingdom, not for his sense gratification. And he got Lord Vishnu himself as his son. So therefore, for us here in the material world, way down here, middle planetary system, 8,400,000 species of life, 400,000 species of human life. The lowest species of human life is birth on the Earth planet as a human being. Something to think about. So for us down here, just perform your duty. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. That's our prescribed duty, following the four regs and pushing on the sankirtan. This is the prescribed duty that has been given to us by Prabhupada. Do your prescribed duty, don't worry about it. Ruchi will come. Don't worry about it, a shakti will come. Don't worry about it, bhava will come. Don't worry about it, prema will come. Take care of your own business, which is the other five principles of bhakti yoga. And the other stuff, that's God's business. Okay? Okay, so we'll stop there. Anybody got any questions, if comments and criticisms? Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay, could you speak up, please?
Okay. You said one should take care of his own business. But we see that in a practical way in our lives, everybody's in that mood, is carrying off his own business. Everybody, it's nothing new. So we in a practical way we may care about our own business, but we won't take care of other people, particular devotees and humanity in general humanity. So what is the purport of this phrase?
When I mean taking care of your own business, I don't mean the business of sense gratification. And I don't mean the business of selfishness. And I don't mean the business of anger, lust, and greed. I mean take care of your own business of Shraddha. Keep your faith. Watch out. Don't hang out with atheists. Don't listen to what they have to say. They don't hang out with impersonalists. They can bewilder you. Don't hang out with men who are attached to women. Don't hang out with sense gratifiers. You have to protect your faith. So that's the business I'm talking about. And then I'm talking about the business of sadhu sangha. Taking care of the devotees is part of sadhu sangha. So, it's not that we just become sense. When I mean taking care of your own business, I don't mean you go through selfishly through life. Hell with everyone else, I'm taking care of my own business. Get out of my way, you know, not like that. Part of our business is sadhu sangha. Part of our business is the association of devotees. Part of our business is taking care of the devotees. Part of our business is association with devotees. Part of our business is loving devotees. And part of our business is caring for the devotees. Okay? Is that all right? Okay. One more question, and then we'll end. If anybody has a question, if not, we'll just end here. Okay, Granthiraj Sriman Bhagavatam Ki, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.